And once again, I'm not trying to go back and forth with people on it, but the ability to check the cylinder on a single action revolver is impossible to open a chamber, the cylinder, because the cylinder doesn't swing out like a modern pistol, like a modern revolver. It has one loading port, i.e. a loading gate, and allows one chamber of access at a time. And you have to have the hammer half cocked in order to rotate the cylinder. Now, once that gate is closed, it's nearly impossible to ascertain whether the gun is loaded. And if the gate is open, you can maybe see a cylinder and a quarter, a cylinder and a half. You can't see if the whole gun is loaded. So that's the first thing about it. And in order to inspect each round, you have to remove each one individually, one at a time, by half cocking the hammer. So you can't even rotate the cylinder freely. You'd have to half cock it, take out the round, half cock it again, move the cylinder. So it's actually quite a pain to try and inspect one of these rounds. So it would be, and what we're seeing here is probably laziness to check the round every single time would be something that people would stop doing. And so that's the whole thing with the single action revolver. And so it was probably just like, yeah, the gun's cold, because they didn't want to check it every single time. The whole point, I don't think we'll ever find out why there was an actual round of ammunition in the cylinder. Why a projectile was in the gun in the first place. Let's see. Sousa said three people were handling the gun in the scene. This is the armor. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. Then assistant director David Hall, who then handed the gun to Baldwin. This is interesting. Safety, COVID-19 safety protocols. Gutierrez-Reed, who is the armorer, set up the prop guns on a cart and then left. So we're talking about the rules where all three guys are going to have to be there. Accordingly, according to this affidavit, Hannah Gutierrez was not allowed to be near David Halls, the assistant director, or Baldwin because of McCovid. So she set the guns up and left them outside. So I know some of my conspiracy theorist people in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. There was a point of time where the guns were not under observation. She set up the guns and left the cart outside Bonanza Creek Ranch's church set. Hall did not know live rounds were in the gun that he handed to Baldwin. So all of a sudden, yes, you guys are getting it. Chain of custody. We have a chain of custody issue because of McCovid. So is it her fault? I don't know. Could somebody have walked up, opened up the chamber, threw a round in, and taken it back? Also, there are reports that this gun that was being used, this Colt 1873, was being used for target practice at different points, not just as a prop gun. Back into the article. When they came back from lunch, a creeping shadow prompted the camera to be moved to a different angle. So the original shot had to be changed because there was a shadow in the frame, which is why she was probably in front. The original shot, live rounds are never, ever, 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 ever permitted on a movie set. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. Nope, never. To that question, they don't ever want them on set. So check this out. The original angle of the camera had to be moved. So originally, the gun was not pointed at the cinematographer, at the camera. But they had to move it because there was a shadow. As Baldwin was explaining how he was going to draw his gun and where his arm was positioned, it discharged. It's a negligent discharge. Yes, that's right. Rule one, never point the gun at anything you don't intend to destroy. But we're pretty sure Alec Baldwin either A, does not know the four universal gun rules, or B, due to being exhausted and all this other stuff, played a little fast and loose with the rules because they were behind filming and things needed to get done. Souza said he was looking over Hutchinson's shoulder when the gun discharged. Hutchins grabbed her midsection, stumbled backwards, and was assisted to the ground. Russell recalled hearing a loud bang, seeing a bloody Souza, and hearing Hutchinson said she couldn't feel her legs. The search warrant was released Sunday night, allowing for a seizure of all firearms, firearms components, used or unused ammunition, whether it be live ammunition or prop ammunition. So they're even saying in the warrant they were collecting live ammunition from the set. The shooting came after crew members were raising concerns about safety conditions on set. Crew members told the LA Times that less than a week earlier, a stunt double had fired two accidental prop discharges after being told the gun was cold.